the Arizona Cardinals and that prolific offense were a virtual no-show in the first half last night. And Matthew Stafford and the Rams capitalized. Arizona had negative 3 points in the first quarter, and the Rams took advantage in a 34-11 beatdown. This team started the season world beater, 7-0, and then went 4-6. Here's all the K's on all the heartbreak.
Disappointing. Prepare all week, off season, you know, to be where we are, and then the game wasn't competitive at all. So it's disappointing that we didn't make it a game, and come out and play the football we know we're capable of playing. That's really the most disappointing part. You know, losing is one thing, but when you don't even make it competitive, it's another thing. So. But it's disappointing.
Unfortunately, we didn't, play our best game, and I thought L.A. played a great game, had a great plan, and outplayed us and outcoached us. But I think you just got to go through these moments and learn from it and grow from it and use it as motivation.
All right, I know there was no D-hop, but certainly not what I expected from the Cards last night. Mina, I want to start with you. Have the Arizona Cardinals reached their ceiling?
Well, what we saw last night wasn't their ceiling. I think earlier in the season with DeAndre Hopkins, that was this team's ceiling. But the fact that they're so dependent on a single wide receiver, I believe, is an indictment not only of their offensive system, but the entire roster. You know, we try to blame one person after a collapse like this, but this was an institutional failure. You saw a quarterback who was panicking under pressure, a head coach that I believe took too long to make adjustments when his offensive line was getting obliterated by the Rams' pass rush, and then a roster that lacked depth. And I want to key in on that and the job that Steve Keim, the GM, has done, because all season long, when Stephen A. was putting this team on the top of his A-list and trying to sell them as a Super Bowl contender, I expressed doubt week after week because I saw a lack of depth. You saw it on the offensive line. You saw it in the wide receiver group. You saw it in the secondary. At linebacker, going back to back with those off-ball linebackers, you couldn't even see the field because they didn't trust them to stop the run. And that's what concerns me so much about this team going forward, going back to the original question about their ceiling. I look at this roster, and I don't see them getting better, and that's a problem.
Go ahead, I think when you look at it, Mina and Stephen A., I think they have reached their ceiling for a number of reasons for me. Number one, I've never been in favor of the style offense in the National Football League. They started to run the football a little bit better. There's no question about it with Edmonds and Connor. But at the same time, like you mentioned, Mina, you're dependent on DeAndre Hopkins as a wide receiver to do certain things. And let's just talk about last night's game. Jalen Ramsey, for whatever it's worth, cancels DeAndre Hopkins out. DeAndre Hopkins still catching passes, doing whatever he's doing. But he's not going to have a game that is going to take over the entire situation for the Arizona Cardinals. Then you look at the quarterback situation, and I hate talking about Kyler Murray because people think that I genuinely dislike this young man, and that is not the case. The only thing I try to do is point to the facts. There is a reason big quarterbacks survive in the National Football League. There's a reason they are coveted. Yes, you have outliers. You have a Drew Brees. You have a Russell Wilson. But outside of that, the smaller quarterback is not successful long-term in the National Football League. How many games has Kyler Murray missed since entering into the NFL? That is a problem. When you have a team that is in a position to win and get a number one seed, but then all of a sudden, the quarterback gets hurt. Now what? What do you do? If this comes up every single year, what is that doing for the Arizona Cardinals? Every year he's missing time due to injury. So when I look at it, and much like you mentioned, Mina, in-game adjustments from Cliff Kingsbury, Boy Wonder, he was supposed to be the guy that dialed it up. He was supposed to be Sean McVay. Well, clearly, too many times we've seen him not be Sean McVay. So to me, the Cardinals have reached the ceiling. Doesn't mean that 4 years from now, all of a sudden, they don't make the playoff, or they make the playoff and make the playoff run. If you go back to Cliff Kingsbury history as a coach, even in college, second half seasons, disasters. I mean, under 500. Ridiculous.
Here's where I'm at with this. First of all, Mina, I appreciate your point pointing me out, pointing out about, you know, my giving Arizona props, because you're absolutely right. And I'll take that coming from you, Miss Seattle, Miss Seahawks. I'll take that. I'll take that from you. I'll take that from you today. I'm going to tell you, though, I don't think the Cardinals' key has reached their ceiling, because I believe in Kyler Murray. I believe that Kyler Murray could be better. I think that last night he was atrocious.
Yeah.
It was the worst performance I've seen of his career. I've never seen Kyler Murray look as bad as he looked in that first half. It was complete panic. And we've never associated that with him. We've seen poise. We've seen his ability to motor. We've seen his wheels. We point to those kind of things. And we said, okay, you know what? It might not work out. Some things may be more successful than others. But we've never seen him look in over his head so flagrantly as he was last night, particularly in that first half. I don't recall ever associating the word atrocious with one of his performances until last night. But I'm glad you brought up Cliff Kingsbury, because this is what bothers me. I think Cliff Kingsbury, for the most part, did a decent job this year. Obviously, was a hell of a lot better first part of the year, but you end the season losing three straight, four or five, or five of your last six games. You obviously nosedive at the tail end of the season, but the first part, you were relatively successful. I'll give you props for that. At a time where we just finished talking about how there's only one black head coach in the National Football League in 2022, what bothers me about the Cliff Kingsbury element is that no matter what job you did and no matter what props I'll give you, you never deserved the job. On the collegiate level, what did you do? You were average. You went to a bowl game a couple of times in 6 years, okay? You didn't have a winning record in your time in college, yet you the golden boy that just leapfrogs over a whole bunch of white and black coaches in the National Football League that were far more deserving of the opportunity, that had at least their resume tells us they could have done a better job with a Kyler Murray, and somehow you get that job and y'all nosedive like this. So I think last night, to some degree, was chickens coming home to roost, because I think if you had a better coach, they would have been better prepared. Kyler Murray wouldn't have looked as awful. Maybe A.J. Green would have had a catch. Maybe Zach Ertz would have been utilized well enough to have more than three catches for 21 yards, okay? And we'd be looking at a team that was far more competitive than they were last night.
All right, we got to leave it there, guys. Mina will be back with us in just a bit. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live. It was the moment that made Stephen A's year. The Dallas Cowboys fell to the Niners Sunday, and they weren't able to get a snap off after Dak ran up the middle on a quarterback draw and wasn't able to get the ref to touch the ball in time. A lot of people blaming the loss on Coach Mike McCarthy, but yesterday, Stephen Jones' voice support of the one-time Super Bowl winner, Jerry Jones, canceled his usual radio appearance that was scheduled for today. I mean, I'm not reading into things, but Keyshawn Johnson. Should Cowboys fans be thinking Super Bowl? Do you know how many times I've said this in my career? I started covering sports when I was 22.
Just with that.
I'm very old now. Keyshawn, can you please answer it?
Yes, they should be thinking Super Bowl. Why wouldn't they?
What?
It's a new season,
what?
Baby. A new
season.
Did you
see what happened on Sunday?
The new season. They should be thinking Super Bowl the same as the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You see, I was trying to blow. That's a low blow right there.
I respect that more than you know, Key. I respect that.
You tried. Good try, but it ain't gonna work. You know what, Keyshawn? I got a present for you, because you see, it's people like you. This, let me show you the damage. What you just said, how ridiculously foolish that is. They are gone from the playoffs. Didn't even win a playoff game. Like I told you, Jeff, Saturday. I told you, Sergeant Friday. I told you they wouldn't even win a playoff game. And that is exactly what happened. I told you too, Keyshawn, but you don't listen. And so I want to put – I dedicated – I'm going to do a little list here because I dedicated something.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to do a little list
we
here.
We got a list.
A dedication.
It's going to do a little list, okay, okay. Molly? Okay. It's a little list, Sergeant okay. Friday, all right?
Okay, okay.
Because I want to put a little list together okay. because what I want to do is show Keyshawn the kind of damage people like him caused throughout the football world. I got a top five list of my top favorite moments from Sunday's Dallas.
Oh, my word.
My top five. Give it to me right here. Look at this right here. Let me show you what each one means. Show it to me.
Stephen A., you got no bounds, dog.
This guy right here. Look at his face right here. Look at this girl. They ain't going to have a good night.
No.
Sunday night was not good for those two. Right here. Look at the misery.
Oh, he's
right.
Broken.
Look at her right here. He ain't nothing happening that night. They're just miserable. The Dallas Cowboys messed up this man's love life. That's what he just did. This is what happens when you're a Cowboy fan and you listen to the likes of Keyshawn Johnson. You get your hopes up. And this is the kind of stuff that happened. Look at this man right here. Let's go. And look at that fake chain right there, too. Oh, my
that's
goodness.
That's number five. I can't imagine.
Let's go to number four, please. Give it to me right here, please. Give it to me right here.
Oh.
I mean, look at her. She don't even want to show her eyes.
No.
And she committed with the wig,
she did.
Too.
She's all in. She's all in.
With the blue wig.
The blue shade.
Come on.
I mean, that was a lot of effort.
We don't know it was a wig. She might have painted her hair black.
Oh,
no, that's
it. Might not be a wig.
Okay.
It might not be a wig.
Yeah, well, I know.
She might have sprayed it.
That's
she might have sprayed it. I mean, you would
There's
know.
No part.
You would know.
I know these
you
things.
Would know, Molly.
Carry on.
But the point is, the bottom line is, look at the glass. She don't even want to show her eyes. Because we know it's probably puffy and everything like that.
She picked out that outfit weeks in advance.
This is what Keyshawn causes, y'all. This one. But I got better ones. I got better ones just that. Give me the next one, please. Number three of the list. Give it to me right here.
Oh. She's mad.
She made prime time.
Mad.
Come on. Let me tell y'all what this look right here means. Y'all ain't worth a damn. That's what I'm a black man. I'm telling you what a sister. Keyshawn knows I'm telling the truth. Keyshawn knows this. I'm a black man. This sister right here, that look on her face is like, y'all ain't worth a damn. And this is FCC Airways. You know I ain't using, I'm using different words.
Yeah.
She's saying something else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They ain't worth you fill in the blanks. That's what that look from that sister is right there. But it don't beat my top two. Give me the next one, please. Give me the next one right now. Here it is.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's heartbroken.
Stephen A.
Oh, my God.
Wrong for that.
Oh, my Lord. Look at her right here.
I want to give her a hug.
Yeah, that's true pain.
I do.
That's true pain.
I want to give her a hug.
You want to give her a hug.
Baby girl, keep
Jeff want to give her a hug.
That's brutal.
Stephen A., this is exactly the kind of woman that's walking to the airport. How about them Cowboys? That's why she quiet like that. Because this is what they put her through. This is what Dak Prescott put her through. This is what Mike McCarthy put her through. This is what Ezekiel Elliott put her through. They got Jerry Jones canceling radio appearances.
They do.
And we know he loved to talk. I mean, that's how bad it is. This is what they've done. But even this right here, don't beat number one on my list.
What?
Give it to me. Give it to me, please.
Oh. He double-hatted.
I don't know.
Got his America chip on. Is it America handkerchief? Like, word.
But Stephen A., that's not
his
fair,
eyes,
man.
Bloodshot red. He's like,
dang.
Look.
He started early.
He started early. He was ready to go.
Yeah, he was ready. Celebration.
That's not fair.
Do you see this? Hold on. This is what Keyshawn Johnson.
People like Keyshawn Johnson,
this is what they caused because you get their hopes up and there is no hope.
Yeah.
You haven't won since 1995. 11 postseason appearances without getting to the championship.
Even
championship
had the game. Cowboy
That's
hat
a record.
Too.
That's a record.
Yeah.
They are the Cowboys. And by the way, even though this is my list, on a personal level, I would like y'all to put up my boy that I went to college with. Throw him up here, please.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This individual right here.
Oh, no.
Like, what is
this
wrong
individual
with
right
you?
Here. This guy right here, his name is Mark Turner. One of my best friends in the world. College roommate, yeah. College teammate, college brother. Love him like a brother. It's one of my brothers. I got one problem with him. He's a damn nauseating, disgusting Cowboy fan.
Oh, you talks are hateful, dog.
Talks junk. Yeah. All year long,
yeah.
Cowboys lose. Wife can't find him. Son can't find him. Boys can't find him. I call my boys. Gary Stevens, a.k.a. Spank. My boy Ski, Kevin Edwards. My man Boris Battle. I mean, the whole crew. Everybody been looking for him all over Winston. Winston-Salem. He lives in Jersey. We can't find him nowhere. So I decided to put out an APB. Most wanted. Mark Turner. We can't find him. You understand what I'm saying? Talking all chirping about the Cowboys all year long.
I talked to him. He blocked you.
No.
I talked to him. Because he hit me back, and he blocked you.
You think I'm exaggerating? The wife can't find him. His son can't find him. His family can't find him. Yeah. His boys
That's
can't find him.
That's what's telling you.
This is who
That's
he is.
That's not what I heard.
That's my age.
You know, your lists are usually terrible.
Not what I heard.
This is the most hateful list.
Mark, I got you.
I have
exactly.
ever
Man,
seen.
Why does Mark look so young, by the
hateful.
Way?
Hateful.
Not at all.
That is a hateful list.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And here's the, this is the worst, this the worst part about you. Let me just tell you the worst part about you. If y'all go back to Stephen A's list throughout the season, I tried to tell Cowboy fans, you sabotage. You put them on your list the whole season and would just prop up the fans. Your boy probably thought you was on the train ride with you. He's like, oh, man, I got Stephen A. He's my dog now. He's riding with me. You know, we're going to win.
Yeah.
And then, as soon as it happens, that list, boy, that is,
I did say throughout the year. That the Cowboys wouldn't win a playoff.
That's fact.
Yeah,
I did
mean,
say that.
That's good.
What you just did, Stephen A, is mean.
What I do, man.
You know what, Keyshawn and Jeff, have you guys ever seen The Wizard of Oz? You know how the Tin Man doesn't have a heart?
Yes.
That's him. Stephen A and the Tin Man, they don't have hearts.
Y'all didn't even pick out the worst.
You just got some pipe.
Hold on. Y'all didn't even pick out the worst thing I did.
What?
When Michael Irvin was on the show and he was talking about it was going to be so fly, so fly, and so fly, I encouraged Dallas Cowboy fit to buy non-refundable
tickets. Oh, my God. I got to go to break. So they lost their money. Roll the bucks.
They paid those tickets.
Roll the bucks. And they lost their money. Ryan Staloff, Meg, Roll, I'm thanks. Let's get those up.
I'm not even listening to you.
You can't take this man anywhere.
No. You can't have those things.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. We get a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game, but this time it's a divisional round matchup between the Bills and the Chiefs. When these two teams met in the playoffs last year, it ended in a 38-24 Chiefs victory that sent them to Tampa. Now Josh Allen and the Bills head to Kansas City with revenge on their minds. Mina Kimes is back. Keyshawn, I'm starting with you here. So we have two great quarterbacks obviously squaring off here, but has Josh Allen actually passed Patrick Mahomes as the best quarterback in the AFC?
No, who said that? Where did that come up from? Not even close.
That was the rumor, I guess.
No, Molly, that ain't nothing but a rumor. You know how rumors are. They go right out the door.
Are.
So
When
you think about it, you talk about Patrick Mahomes. Here's a guy who has now gone to three AFC championship games and could be on four. An MVP, a Super Bowl winning quarterback who's been to two Super Bowls. How in the hell is Josh Allen even caught up nearly close to him? It's not even close. Because as far as I'm concerned, a healthy Lamar Jackson, I would take over Josh Allen. I'm not,
Key, Stephen A., let me ask you this. Who would you rather have this postseason?
You know what? I'm of the mindset that it could potentially be Josh Allen. I'm not ruling that out. I'm not trying to say that Josh Allen is better than Patrick Mahomes. Please don't get me wrong. I'm just talking about what I am seeing take shape before our very eyes. I'm seeing Josh Allen step up and carry a Bulls team, a Bills team for several weeks. I'm seeing him run over people while he's running with the football very effectively. I'm looking at the Bills right now and the way that they're playing. Let me be very clear. The Bills have a chance to win this game. I think whoever wins this game is going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That they represent in the AFC. That's what I think this is. And this Bills team beat the Chiefs when they faced them this season. So I'm looking at it from the standpoint, listen, Patrick Mahomes is a stud, and we know that. Even though he struggled early with some interceptions, he cleaned all of that up. But that don't mean he can't be had again, particularly against this Bills defense. And let's not talk about Josh Allen, Key. I know Mina's getting ready to talk next. But let's not talk about Josh Allen like Josh Allen is some dude just on the come up. Josh Allen has established himself as a stud in the NFL. And if we want to sit up there and both and all of us will say Patrick Mahomes is there, let me be very clear. Patrick Mahomes here, that was damn footsteps of Josh Allen. And this weekend is going to tell us a lot, because if Josh Allen gets the better of Patrick Mahomes and the Bills beat the Chiefs this year, I think that's going to set the stage for a huge rivalry for years to come within the AFC between those two teams.
Got to do it, though. He hadn't done it.
I agree with that. Well, of course you got
to. All right, I get to be the deciding vote here. Keyshawn, what you said about how it's not close, that's wrong. It is very close. What we saw from Josh Allen this weekend, best quarterbacking performance maybe of the year. And Stephen A., you were right about those footsteps. That said, he has been inconsistent. I know we are prisoners in the moment. We are coming off of this incredible performance. But just 2 weeks ago, I saw Josh Allen go 120 yards, 3 interceptions against the Falcons. 2 weeks before that, struggled against Carolina. So there have been ups and downs. Don't get me wrong. The ups are through the moon. But I need to see consistency from him throughout the playoffs, like we have seen from Patrick Mahomes in the past, before I say he surpassed Mahomes. It's possible. It is possible. But you guys, Patrick Mahomes just threw over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. He's like the fourth. He's done it 4 times. He's the only quarterback in NFL history who's done that. I think we are at a point where we take him for granted a little bit because of his excellence for so long. And that's something we should be careful not to do.
No, Mina and Stephen A., I understand prison in a moment. I get it. Josh Allen is a good quarterback. The Buffalo Bills are in the position that they're in because of Josh Allen. But we need to pump the brakes, though. We see a game here, a game there. All we see is consistency from Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes hasn't even reached his potential. He's only been in the league 5 years. He's getting ready to run away with this thing. I get everybody high on Josh Allen. I got it. It took him 3 years to basically show you that he belonged at an elite level in the National Football League, and there's still some reservation as to whether or not he's going to finish the deal.
Well, first of all, you're not being fair. And the reason why I say you're not, I'm getting ready to tell you how. Listen up. I'm getting ready to tell you how. There were a couple of times we looked at it and we said, he don't have the necessary weapons. Now, this year, not only do you have Diggs, you had him last year as well, but that's pretty much all you had. But you had Diggs this year with Emmanuel Sanders, with Cole Beasley. We got to pay attention to that. Obviously, Singletary's running the football. We see their defense has amped it up a little bit. I'm just saying to you that when you look at the AFC and we look at Patrick Mahomes, we saw when Tyreek Hill, for some reason, wasn't getting open, or Travis Kelce didn't up his game until, obviously, you know, as the season progresses, he did those kind of things. Pringle and those other boys didn't necessarily step up.
Yeah, and can I say, by the way, I came into this segment intending to defend Patrick Mahomes, but Keyshawn, you got me defending Josh Allen. He was elite last season. You're talking about him like he's some Johnny come lately who just suddenly broke out. He broke out a year ago. He's been great for 2 years. So the idea that this came out of nowhere is
second year. Well, it did come out of nowhere. I mean, 2 years ago, they was 2 years ago trying to figure out if he belonged, and then he hit last year, he followed that up with a pretty good performance this year. In terms of you, Stephen A., and what you just said to me about Josh Allen being an elite quarterback, but you also forget to mention they did play against a rookie quarterback in the New England Patriots. Okay, and Mac Jones was not going to battle him throw for throw.
Mac Jones
so once
defense?
Once they got up on him, it was nothing they can do. It was nothing they could do once they got up on Mac Jones. So you wasn't going to see an even match. The New England Patriots was undermanned, and the Buffalo Bills was going to put their foot on their throat and make it look worse than what it was.
Okay.
All right.
Don't be quiet.
I don't agree. If you want me to come in here, the New England Patriots had one of the better defenses in the NFL last year. Josh Allen made them look like the Keystone Cops out there. He wasn't playing Mac Jones. He was playing a Bill Belichick-coached unit. Now, again, Patrick Mahomes also played a Steelers defense. That was kind of up and down. I think he gets a ton of credit for that as well. But it wasn't like Josh Allen played the worst defense in the playoffs. He played a very good defense, and he made him look very silly.
All right. Keyshawn, this is for you because I know you love my Vegas odds. So Vegas has the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. So I know you wanted that nugget to help your arguments moving forward.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We got Big Perk here, so it's time to get into some NBA quick takes. Last night, Devin Booker scored 48 as the Suns down the Spurs to win their fourth straight game. Perk, are the Suns the best team in the West?
Yes, they're the best team in the NBA, Molly. Look, they have everything and more to go out there and win the championship this year. They have star power. They have great role players, wing defenders. They have two bigs that can anchor the defense. I don't know why we're sleeping on the Suns, but they keep reminding us that they did represent the Western Conference last year in the finals.
Yeah, but they got to get it done when it counts most. Stephen A., take a look at this. Where's Brody? Russell Westbrook showing us he still got it. Soaring over Rudy Gobert. Ooh. Is this the dunk of the year by Westbrook?
It was spectacular, I guess. I don't know. I got to remember Ja Morant's dunk. I got to look into the Anthony Edwards archives.
We'll do it.
I got to think about that. But this might be the dunk of the year thus far. Yeah.
I mean, he was flying. He was up there for a while. Speaking of Ja, Ja Morant scored 25 points as the Grizzlies dominated the shorthanded Chicago Bulls yesterday for their 12th win in 13 games. Props to them. Perk, is Ja the MVP?
Yes, right now he is. Now it may change next month, but as of today, yes, Ja Morant is the front runner for the MVP. Stephen A., I ain't trying to hear Steph Curry and KD and all that. This man right here is the front runner.
You know what? I'm not trying to argue with that, KP. I mean, I would tell you weeks ago it was Steph Curry. Then obviously Kevin Durant. But Kevin Durant's out. Ja Morant right now? Yeah, I can live with it.
Okay, fair enough. Now to Cleveland, fellas. Stay with me, where the Nets were playing with Kyrie Irving because Ohio doesn't have the same vaccine requirements as New York. Kyrie scored 27 in the loss as the Nets didn't have KD, who our own Adrian Wojnarowski says is expected to be out for 4 to 6 weeks with a sprained MCL. Despite Durant slated to miss some time, Kyrie says he's sticking to his decision to stay unvaxxed.
Kev's going to heal. Kev's going to be okay. You know, and we're going to have to deal with that as his teammates. But in terms of where I am with my life outside of this, I stay rooted in my decision. And that's just what it is. I respect everyone else's decision. I'm not going to ever try to convince anyone of anything or any of that. I just am standing rooted in what I believe in. And though we're dealing with this right now with Kev, I just know that I'm protected by the organization. I'm protected by my teammates. I'm protected by all the doctors I've talked to. And, I just stand rooted.
Okay, so Kyrie sticking to the courage of his convictions there. Big Perk, always good to see you gracing our screen. I want to start with you and tell me this, Perk. Do you think it would be bad for the NBA with all the offseason drama that went along with Kyrie if he won the chip?
No, I don't. I don't. Because here's the thing. If guys around the NBA are going to allow the Brooklyn Nets to actually go out there and win a championship with a part-time Kyrie, then shame on them. But, no, I don't think it's a bad look for the simple fact that the game of basketball needs, they want Kyrie Irving. We saw when he returned how many people, his peers and others reacted. Look, this man, Stephen A., you know this, Molly, you know this, he's a showstopper. Yeah. And look, he is who he is. He's not changing his mind for his vaccination status. And I actually applaud the Brooklyn Nets because they know if they have any chance at winning the championship, they're going to have Kyrie. Again, I repeat, I'd rather a part-time Kyrie than a no-time Kyrie.
Well, we differ there. I respect where you're coming from, KP, and it's not a debate or a disagreement. It's just where my preference lies. I think, I'm Knicks first, New York always. That's my mentality. So if it ain't the Knicks, it's the Brooklyn Nets. I think it would have, having said that, I think it would be a disaster if the Brooklyn Nets won the championship for the game of basketball. I really do. And the reason why I feel that way is because of liberties Kyrie Irving has taken in the past before there was even a vaccine issue. Remember, this is the dude that needed time off when the riots at the U.S. Capitol took place because mentally he just wasn't there and he could walk away from the game of basketball. Now it's the vaccine as an excuse not to be at the Barclays Center for people in Brooklyn to see this showstopper play. I am an advocate of Kyrie Irving from the standpoint, first of all, I respect his honesty and him staying true to his convictions. That's fair enough. And I'm one of those dudes who believes that Kyrie Irving is such a showstopper. He's so spectacular. If you wanted to pay him $50 million a year, I wouldn't care. He deserves it. But I would never sign him to a long-term deal again. He can't be trusted. I would sign him 1 year at a time for max dollars. But I wouldn't trust him with a long-term deal because he has shown me when he knows that the money comes in, he will take liberties to take off when he wants to take off and to show up to work when he wants to show up to work. And my last point, KP, would be this. Hypothetically speaking, he's your teammate. And I know you respect where he's coming from because he stayed true to his convictions. Fair enough. You're in the finals. You got home court advantage. It's game seven. The chip is on the line. And you can't play because it's at the Barclays Center. And you refuse to take the vaccine. The players that are in Brooklyn are there because of you. I contend, no matter how much they deny it, they were going to go to the New York Knicks. It's Kyrie Irving that said, hell with that. Let's establish our own legacy in Brooklyn. You got sources. You know I'm telling the truth. No. They're there because of Kyrie Irving. Steve Nash is the coach because Kyrie Irving's like, we don't really, really need a coach. So you, Sean Marks, you go out there and hire a dude who's never been a coach on any level in his life to be your head coach. And major props to Steve Nash for the decent job that he's done, even though he struggled from time to time. My point is this organization capitulated to the wishes of Kyrie Irving because Kevin Durant capitulated to the wishes of Kyrie Irving. And what if there's a game seven at the Barclays Center and Kyrie don't play because he's unvaccinated when everybody there because of you? We going to say the same thing then? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think it would be a disaster and it sends the wrong message if the Brooklyn Nets were to win the chip because of that man.
You know what? I cannot disagree with anything that you said, but I'm going to take it a step further. And I'm going to say this here. The guys that are in the the locker room up for the Brooklyn Nets, they're soft. They're soft. Starting with KD and James, because if they had any type of about themselves, they would actually say, "Hey, dog, look here, man. This is what's going on." Like, I don't want to hear, from KD in the interview saying, "Oh, man, Kyrie a grown man. We have to respect his decision." No, call him out. Because teams that I was on, if we had a guy doing this and we knew that we needed him full time, we would call him out on it as a team. We would call him out every single day. He would hear from us until he would get tired of it. So, yes, Kyrie is a grown man and he makes his own decision. I get that point. But at the end of the day, Kevin Durant and James Harden especially, they have to stop being so damn friendly when it comes to Kyrie Irving and letting him get away with certain things.
I agree with you about they need to say something, but I'm certainly not going to disrespect them by calling them soft. They got love for their brother, and they don't want to call him out. And I understand it. I might disagree with it, but I understand it. I ain't going to call them soft. But I just think that
it's tough love.
I just think it sends a bad message if they win the chip, because you have people that follow and they're gonna take time off and come up with any excuse that they want to if they win the chip under these conditions. I think it's bad for basketball.
Here's what's good
for basketball, and here's what's good for First Take. We're gonna be getting a lot of Kendrick Perkins with basketball season heating up, and we love that. But I gotta let you go, my man. We'll see you on NBA Today later today. Appreciate you. We will talk soon.
I'm coming out to LA to join them for NBA Today soon.
No, it's actually a pandemic, and you're staying pat. You're recovering.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Andy Reid's Chiefs blew out the Steelers and now wait to take on the Bills in the divisional round. Yeah, that's all great, but Reid, who has only won one, says he has a strong hunger for more. Take a listen.
If you like chocolate cake and you eat a piece and then you have one dangled in front of your face, you're probably going to want to eat that too. Not much is going to stop you. So, I mean, that's how you feel about the Super Bowl. I mean, that is the chocolate cake with the ultimate frosting. You're going to try to go get it if you can. You know, that's the best you can.
A wise man once said, I love you like a fat kid loves cake. Stephen A., let's break this down. Is chocolate the goat of cakes?
No, but I will say this to you.
Yeah.
First of all, when Andy Reid says that, you know, you're going to eat the chocolate cake, believe him. He's telling you the truth. Okay, he going to eat that chocolate cake. Make no mistake about that. He going to eat that chocolate cake. Now, me personally, I'm a strawberry man myself.
Okay.
It's not that I don't like chocolate cake.
Like strawberry shortcake?
No, I'm not. You know how people got the regular pound cake with strawberry icing?
I'm
talking about actual strawberry cake.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Which has been made for me by my sister Carmen and others on several occasions in the past. I love to taste the strawberry.
That's fair. Key, where are you? Yeah, what's your
strawberry
favorite cake?
Strawberry cake is cool, but you can't walk in and just get that anywhere. So
yeah.
I'm going to go red velvet. I'm going to go 7-Up cake. I'm going to go Sakatumi cake. I'm going to keep it real.
7-Up?
I don't even know what those are.
What the hell is 7-Up cake and Sakatumi?
Is that like some Hollywood
thing? What the hell's going on here? I never heard of Sakatumi.
Hey, all I'm going to do, Stephen A., is remember, ask your sisters, 7-Up cake, Sakatumi cake. Just ask them. They'll know.
Okay.
You've been flying high lately, so you might have forgot.
You might have forgot where you came from. Hold on. The best cake, timeout, is carrot cake.
Oh, please.
That's moist with cream cheese
frosting.
Could you
be a little original? Everybody say carrot cake.
Carrot cake is so good, and I like yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Well, first of all, for the audience out there, Molly's nickname is Mikey because she'll eat anything. That's number one. Molly eat anything. Okay, so let's get that out the way first, right?
I'm actually the skinniest I've been in a while.
You are. That's true.
Thank
but
you.
I, that don't mean
it's
you don't eat
stress.
Now. You're going to still eat, but I'm telling you, I'm going to go to my sister Carmen Key and I'm going to ask her about that 7-Up cake. Sock it to me.
Yeah.
Sock it
100%.
To me.
Okay. 100%.
I don't know too many black people that brought up sock it to me cake.
You got to check your black card now, Stephen A.
I got to check your black card. It's so basic and it's so fantastic.